What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
No, I would say, yeah, from the medical side, contract, like, definitely separate. This is about his getting ready to play, which is, you know, like, honestly awesome. And, you know, like, it's just cool, you know, to see him, you know, getting closer, because now you know, like, okay, steps are getting closer to return to being on the field. So he's worked hard, and just like the other guys have, they want to get back out there with the teammates and doing things. So I get that, but we just have a real process. We're not going to miss the steps and put him out there before guys are ready to do their thing in all the different locations. So that's where we're at.
Back live on The Fan, Grant and Danny, ahead of Monday Night Football, the Commanders and the Bengals. Northwest Stadium, the site of the broadcast today. So, Danny, that was Dan Quinn on Saturday morning, just after practice. Saturday, the breaking news came down. The team released it. It was a litany of roster moves, one of which that they listed, just kind of tucked in there as if nobody would notice.
In the little roster move sandwich.
Oh, by the way, Terry McLaurin's off the PUP list. And as you can imagine, the reaction in town was massive, and nationally, everybody who covers the league took notice and had opinions immediately. But we still don't really know what this means. You just heard the Dan Quinn cut. We'll play more of them. But he essentially talked about this like it's the continuation of a guy getting healthy. He's just happy that he's one step closer to playing football again, and he'll be out there with his teammates. But there's no acknowledgement of the contract dispute from Dan Quinn, and there is no proof. There's no reporting being done that the sides are getting any closer. So here is the million-dollar question, or I guess as it were, maybe the $33 million a year question. Was this a mutual decision where Terry McLaurin and his agent are taken off the PUP list here because they say that he's ready to practice, and as soon as they're back on the field after this game Wednesday morning, he's going to be working out with his teammates? Or was this just the Commanders on their own telling McLaurin, you're off PUP, you're ready to practice now, you're physically cleared, we've gone through the rehab that you would need for the level of injury that we think you have. And this is the team using its leverage to get him to start practicing. Because if it's that one, Danny, then this only means that this could be an escalation in the dispute, that this could lead to more acrimony. If it's the first one and McLaurin's actually going to start practicing, well, then this is a significant development, and it's very positive, and he's ramping up, and he'll be there against the Giants in week one. But I'm not sure that we know the answer to that question yet.
So I thought it was the latter, and I thought I was, what do I want to say? How do I say this the right way? Like, out of step, everybody, it seemed to me, was celebrating this, right? As if to say, oh, the next step is an agreement. The business of football has begun. He'll be on the field in no time. And I read it as, they're basically just calling your bluff and saying, okay, enough of this pretending that you're hurt, right? That's how I read it. I read it as still acrimonious and still nothing is resolved. This was just the latest game in kind of the circling that's taking place, you know? So maybe I'm off base here, but just that's what it looked like to me, was the org one of the last things that they can do here before it gets really, really nasty and sort of the damage is irrevocably done, going, okay, we've played along with your charade for a long time that you're hurt, and I'm using air quotes for that, your ankle. Dan Quinn's been up there talking about his ankle and rehabbing. We all know that's nonsense. Everyone knows that's nonsense, but we've gone along with your pretending. We are now announcing, without announcing it, it is time for you to play football this year. That's what time it is. And when you're not doing that, you're going to have to answer some of the questions. Now, whether they do or don't, or, you know, conduct media interviews, or Buddy Baker's got to get his word out to some of the agents, that's on them. But to me, that's what this is. This was like a game of tennis where the ball just got ripped back into the McLaurin court. Like, okay, we've removed every obstacle. You need to play football this year because you owe us this year, and it's now, what are you going to do, McLaurin? That's how I viewed it.
That's one of the possibilities. That's why I say there are two potential roads that we're driving down here. I just don't think we know yet. So you could be very well be right. That's not how it was necessarily reported, and it's certainly not the conversation or the discourse, mostly from the media over the weekend, where it felt as though this was the start of McLaurin returning to practice. But I don't know that that's what's actually happening. Until McLaurin says something, or until his agent gets the word out, either publicly with his name on it or via, you know, Jeremy Fowler or somebody. For me, I'm in a waiting mode here. The team is saying he can now practice. That's great. He has not been off PUP until Saturday. So he is now physically able to perform. Is he going to perform? That's still the question to me. In fact, Dan Quinn was asked about this, and I want to let people hear what he had to say. So this was the press conference on Saturday. Quinn spoke just after practice, after McLaurin was removed from PUP. Darris, this would be cut two on whether or not McLaurin said he'll work out.
Yeah, that's all part of the PUP of, like, returning to play. Yeah, he's on the same trajectory as everybody else of doing the workouts and making good strides. So that was why the move was made.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
There was a yeah in there. Right? I mean, but again, we do this return to play, same as the injured guy. Nothing about this is the same as the injured guys. So I just have to wait until practice. The next time they're on the practice field, Danny, it's going to be a massive story. Does he practice or not? If McLaurin is still in a hoodie, standing on the sideline, talking to Adam Peters and Jaden Daniels with his, you know, the strings pulled down, so he's kind of got the little eyes peeking out through a little hole in his hoodie, then this is no different. In fact, it might be worse because the team is just saying, all right, now we're telling you you're healthy enough to play.
Yeah, when you're missing, it's on you. Right now, where everyone seems to understand each other, we are now saying this year has started. It is time for this year. The future years we're still arguing about, and we should. It's the business of football. This football season has begun, and it's now beginning without you. Because that, to me, is the ultimate escalation.
So that's what you think is happening,
yes,
then?
It is.
You think he will not practice on Wednesday?
That is what I think. I am blaming his agent in this. I think there has been a gross misreading of how this whole thing would go, and I think it's now to the detriment, but I think they're too dug in. This is sort of the thing that I was worried about. So, again, maybe I'm off base, and this is actually everyone understands that he needs to play football to get ready for football so that he can still be himself and we can have a nice season. But that's my fear, is that the trench has been dug too deeply and they can't get out of it.
So I'm going to go opposite you here and say that he does return to practice this week. And my only logic in this is, I have no inside information, right? This is sheerly speculative. I don't think they needed to push this button or push these chips in with him being off PUP. It's a choice that you make. And so they are doing one of two things. They're either elevating the dispute, right? They're basically throwing, like, we've had this stare down where we're looking at each other, but nobody's throwing a punch.
Uh-huh.
Two drunks in the stands at a game, and we're just talking. They're kind of throwing the first punch here if they're taking him off PUP. And the game of chicken ends because they're going, all right, your move now. I don't think that's what they did. My guess is they were able to get some type of word from him that he was ready to start practicing because it's time to get ready for the season, and that's why they took him off PUP. But if that's not the case, then this thing's not ending. It's just starting. But I hope I'm right, because, man, would that be disappointing.
Too. Yeah, 100%.
If midweek, going into the final preseason game against Baltimore this weekend, he's not practicing, and we find out now they're actually telling him you've got to practice, and he's publicly saying no.
I wonder why I immediately jumped to that, and it seemed like the majority is on the, oh, this is harmonious, they've come to the understanding. Everybody seemed to run to that. When I say everybody, it's not as if I polled the entire fan base, but just whether it was social media or folks I talked to, et cetera, they took it as this very positive step, and it may be, even if I'm right, as if to say the team is now announcing it's about this year's business of football, so please show up and play it. So I wonder why I went that way. I was doing some soul searching about that GP. I couldn't come up with a great reason, but it just didn't. Maybe it's just my sort of slanted angle towards what I feel like has kind of governed this whole process from the agent and the player side, where they're talking about market value and the market, and the team's going, yeah, there's no market. He's under our control for two seasons. So if it was an open market, you'd be right. It isn't one. So here's the offer. Here's nowhere close to what you're talking about. And then, you know, some of the reporting that we've seen, I don't know. I get the sense that this was a, all right, man, here's how we're escalating this thing. Everyone now knows, even though we knew before, officially, your ankle's fine. You're cleared. You want to start filing grievances or start threatening to sit out or whatever. Now you got to explain it.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.